Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee. We're officially now in the countdown to Christmas.
Yep.
By the way, new study. Americans will spend $10 billion on gifts people don't want.
Okay. I was just thought $10 billion was a little low, but then you qualified that by saying gifts they don't want. So, yeah, that's about right.
I'm struggling with that right now. This is the hardest Christmas I've ever shopped for. I'm seriously stressed right now. The problem is that, so I have kids who are teenagers now.
Yeah.
Everything kids want now, to the extent they want anything, is digital.
Yeah.
For boys, it's like video games they could play with their friends online, whatever. Well, my kids have all that.
Yeah.
They have clothes. I mean, they have everything. And it's kind of interesting commentary since everything's online now and everything they want to do is online.
Yeah.
There's nothing to give them. They actually subsist with less, believe it or not. So, I mean, I don't know. And I know I'm buying some of those $10 billion. I know I'm buying stuff that they probably won't use or use much. And I have something under the tree. How depressing to come down. There's nothing under the tree, right?
Yeah.
That terrible societal pressure. Ugh, it's awful.
My wife came up with a great idea this time. We did a family-wide app that you can download.
Mm-hmm.
And then you post what gifts you want.
Yeah.
And a link to it. And then everybody else can then see that list and then claim that as a gift and then order it. And then to other people, it'll show a check mark that gift has been purchased.
That's awesome. What is that app? Do you know?
Giftful.
Giftful. Okay. That's great to use going forward. See, the problem with my kids is they're like, I'm asking them, what do you want? I don't know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's, 5 days away.
Yeah, that's exactly. And so you start working on that right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And that gives you a little time to build up to it so you don't wind up with another continuing resolution vote.
Exactly. You see, you could use that principle in every area of life.
Yeah.
Okay. UK Daily Mail nails it best. The terrifying scandal. This is the headline. The terrifying scandal is that Biden was never president.
Yeah.
Some of us would argue even from the moment of the vote, but whatever, that he was never president. What do they mean? From the beginning, he never ran the place.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it. They all lied from the mainstream media. Remember cheap fakes? Oh, no, he's not senile. Yeah. Those are cheap fakes.
Yeah.
And here's what they write. Having been lied to for years by the Democrat Party machine and most of the mainstream media, who insisted Joe Biden was not diminished by his age, but energized by it. Well, it turns out we skeptics were right all along. This is Maureen Callahan for the UK Daily Mail. And what we're learning is terrifying and infuriating and unacceptable abuse of power. This is so right on. A usurpation of the presidency itself by a nameless, faceless cohort,
right.
i.e., who will we ever know who ran the country? Two bombshell reports out this week. New York Times, Wall Street Journal depict a president thoroughly out to lunch for his entire term. Well, yeah. Top cabinet members unable to reach him, even during emergencies. Staff regularly taking his place at official events. Staff sitting in for the president and meetings, critical meetings, national security meetings that presidents have always sat in. Joe Biden wasn't there. Biden refusing to hold morning meetings, but clocking out at 4 p.m., even though he naps every day. How many hours has Biden actually spent working?
Yeah.
And look, one of these that I remember, I'll never forget, Boris Johnson, had the Prime Minister of the UK.
Yeah, former.
Former, yeah. Calling Joe Biden and not getting a response for days.
Yeah.
As literally they struggled to get their own military, their own people, their own ambassadors, their own staff out of a collapsed Afghanistan. Having to send in commandos to risk their lives to get them out because Joe Biden pulled out in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Phone call, Prime Minister, UK, probably our biggest ally on earth. No response for 3 days. Part of what he wanted to know, what's the plan? I don't know. Nobody knows. And remember the scandal of that. I mean, got 13 people killed. Another 170-some Afghans killed. But remember the scandal of that. I'll never forget it. Boris Johnson at the G7 that summer looks Biden in the eye on the camera and says, if you pull out, will you let us know? Because they knew we were thinking about leaving Afghanistan. And Biden says, yes, of course, we'll give you plenty of notice. We didn't tell our closest enemies. I mean, well, we treat them like enemies. We didn't tell our closest allies that we had cut a deal with the enemy, the Taliban in Doha, to put them in charge. And then we left in the middle of the night with the Taliban in charge of all the checkpoints. The UK wakes up. The Prime Minister wakes up. Macron wakes up. The French, the Australians, they wake up to find out the Taliban's in charge. They man the checkpoints. Their people are stuck in this country, potentially facing the enemy. And Biden didn't even return any phone calls. No. That's what they were so angry about. We had secret meetings in Doha to cut a deal with the enemy. For anybody remembering, the Taliban was the enemy in Afghanistan, who we fought, you know, for 20 years, killed or injured 3,000 of us. I guess it doesn't matter. We could have put the Brits in charge. That is what Johnson was asking Biden, because at the time it only took 5,000 troops and some drones to control that entire country. The Brits and the French easily could have stepped in for us. They would have taken over Bagram. The 5,000 terrorists imprisoned at Bagram would have stayed in a dang prison. Nobody would be dead, and we wouldn't have massive al-Qaeda training camps as we do right now in Afghanistan, a story I'm going to get to later on today. It's terrifying. Al-Qaeda has regrouped, by the way. They're bigger, broader than ever. They have merged with ISIS. They have merged with Hezbollah. They have merged with Hamas, and they are coming like the hounds of hell. You know who's running the whole thing? Hamza bin Laden. Bin Laden's son. You heard that anywhere in the news? You will. They're planning an attack here in America in 2025, Lee, and 1,000 of them are already on the ground.
Yep.
Let that sink in. I'm going to give you all the sources on that. The federal air marshals are already screaming about it. They're saying we've got to lock down the planes because they have a new kind of suicide vest they have developed in the terror training camps in Afghanistan that Joe Biden gave them. We didn't need to have terror training camps in Afghanistan. And it can get through the TSA scanners. And so this week we had federal air marshals screaming bloody murder. The TSA doesn't even know. This is the chaos Joe Biden has wrought, and people are going to pay for their lives with it in this country. And the Democrats lied, Lee. They lied and lied.
Just, you know, like we told you.
This is classic. Keep the lie going. Keep it going at all costs until we don't need it anymore, then tell the American public the truth. And the mainstream media yesterday, Lee, screaming and yelling, oh, it's so unfair. Elon's out there sharing true things and he's going around us. Why? Because all you do is lie and gaslight and lie and lie and lie. You have lost the trust of the United States, you know, of American people, and you do not deserve to have it. And so if Elon Musk wants to do reporting, let him, because you're not. By the way, if you watch what Elon Musk does, it's really fascinating. He's not doing any of this. He's just retweeting people who are doing actual reporting the mainstream media will not do.
Yeah.
That's all he's doing. And they're outraged that he's doing this. Why? I don't know. If you don't like it, go do your own reporting, put it on X, and if anybody wants that crap, they will go and retweet it.
And all these people that act like they're surprised that we're having this problem now coming up to this debt ceiling and this government funding. Folks, if you didn't see this coming, you're not paying any attention.
No.
None. This was completely foreseeable. Johnson knew it was going to happen this way.
You're talking about the failure yesterday of the second bill.
Everybody knew this was going to happen. The Freedom Caucus is never going to go along with this.
No.
You're going to have some Democrats that are going to claim that, this, that, or the other thing is going on. And then there's Chuck Schumer over in the Senate doing everything he can to block everything. And, of course, you've got Biden, AWOL, on the whole situation, this is the person where there ought to be media concentration about what's the president doing? What is the president doing to try to get this? Because he's still technically, supposedly, theoretically president. I'm sorry. Apparently, he never was. According to what the Wall Street Journal is telling us,
it's incredibly frustrating now. And you know what? I'm very frustrated with Trump primarying one of the best members of Congress, Chip Roy, a conservative, is not the answer, because this isn't Chip Roy's fault.
No,
Chip Roy gave a speech saying this is what you ran on. This is what Trump ran on.
Yep.
I'm sticking to it. I don't care if Trump's out the window now. I don't care. I'm sticking to it. Ralph Norman went along with him. Good for him. Mm-hmm. He'll be here at 8 a.m. I can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Tell Ralph Merry Christmas for me.
Yes, our congressman from here in the upstate. He'll be here at 8 a.m. Sorry, nope. This is not Chip Roy's fault, because he wouldn't go along with the delusion. No, this is Mike Johnson's fault. And if Trump did not have this bill locked down and did not know what was in it, shame on him. Mike Johnson wants to shake. I mean, to not see the Mike Johnson shiv coming at you from behind your back, how do you not see that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm literally talking about Madison Square Garden at the time when it's 3 days, 4 days after the election. Trump is walking in like a rock star. Musk is walking in. Johnson's behind him. And I'm like, wow, I wouldn't keep him behind me. He'll put a shiv in your back. And they just let him go cut bills. Everybody watching in the last year knows how Mike Johnson passes bills with a majority of Democrat votes and a handful of Republicans. He is the Democrat speaker. What did you expect? This ain't Chip Roy's fault. It's not. We don't need to be wailing on Chip Roy. We need to be wailing on Mike Johnson.